I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center Hornet boys soccer team defeated Reedsburg in action last night. The final score was 2-1. Giovanni Cerna scored a perfectly placed shot to beat the Reedsburg goalkeeper. Ronaldo Hernandez scored the second goal for the Hornets. After leading 2-0 at halftime, Richland Center gave up only one goal in the second half and secured the victory with great defense from Cody Pauls, Jack Stanley, Harrison Carpenter, and senior captain Mason Jelenic. Goalkeeper Grayson Banker had many saves, including one that came directly from a goal kick. Hornets' final regular season game is this evening against River Valley. JV at 5, varsity at 7. Come out and support the teams as they match up today. Also, the first round match for next week. The Hornets will play River Valley next Thursday at 7 p.m. in River Valley for a regional game. The WIA playoff pairings are out for soccer. Thanks for the community for its support and for the entire soccer community from Coach Stadler. Also, Connor Stoll scored a goal in the JV game, which Richland Center lost by a score of 3-1 last night in Reedsburg. Elsewhere, there's volleyball tonight, down to the final week of the regular season, and some teams have the opportunities to win conference championships this week from our local and area scene, including the Ithaca Bulldogs. They are at Lafarge tonight. Earlier today, we had mentioned it the other way, but my schedule was wrong. I do have it for tonight in Lafarge. We've confirmed that, Ithaca at Lafarge in high school volleyball. For the Bulldogs, they need a couple of wins to stay all alone in first and win a Ridge and Valley Conference title outright for the first time in school history. Kickapoo is hosting Seneca tonight, also in Ridge and Valley Conference action, and Wazika Steuben visits Weston. Riverdale is on the road at Iowa Grant for high school volleyball. It's also Boscobel hosting the Cuba City Cubans. For River Valley, they're hosting Dodgeville this evening. And the Richland Center volleyball girls are home against Lancaster. The Hornets are tied with Platteville for first place, needing to win tonight against Lancaster and Thursday night against Prairie du Chien to keep pace. And Platteville needs to win as well its last couple of matches. Coach Jamie Johnson talked about the seeding process, which will take place on Wednesday evening of this week.
I think probably it'll play out that we may get a bye and then host. I don't know if we're going to be able to pull off that regional final. I was really hoping we could get that regional final home game, but that really is reserved for the top two teams in that bracket, with Cuba City and Aquinas ranked, you know, 1-2 or 2-3 in the state. I think that's going to be hard to do. I think they're going to be the natural home teams, but at least we get the bye and then get that host that first game, and then, you know, got to go on the road for the regional game and possibly the sectional semifinal. But then, you know, we happen to get through that gauntlet, we get to host the sectional final. So definitely some chances that we will host two, if not three, matches on the way to, you know, for that chance to try to go to state.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson will have the match tonight on the radio as Richland Center plays host to the Lancaster Flying Arrows. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7 o'clock. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Vanity Fur Grooming, a 35-14 series. New York Life, 35-13. Gary Construction, a 34-37. Team Game Honors, Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12-30. New York Life, a 1204. Frazier Home Improvement and Gary Construction, 11-53. Bowling the top series, Darren Schweinefuss, a 680, 149 over average. Derek Callen, 678, 93 over average. Ken Nick Sr., a 661. Top game, Derek Callen, a 248. Travis Bushley, a 246. Ken Nix Jr. and Dusty Callen with 236s in the Major Bowling League. The Bucks were winners last night over Chicago, 111-107. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24, and Dame Lillard had 20. For Coach Doc Rivers, he feels the team didn't play its best, but they're improving.
Listen, I don't want to be down, but it was good for them to gather together defensively and start moving the ball. I thought the first half, even though it was more our defense and the offensive rebounds and the hustle plays, but I thought offensively we didn't share the ball. We didn't play together. I mean, we were shooting 50%. Like, it's hard to complain, but we wasn't playing right. And then in the first 8 minutes, the ball's hopping. We're getting wide open threes, wide open layups, deep posts. That's who we have to be. So that was better.
Gary Trent Jr. says they're working on the team chemistry.
We've been doing ATOs since preseason, whether it's practices, whether it's scrimmages with one another. We've been drawing up ATOs, so we've been practicing that and many other things as well, but it's always refreshing when you can see the board and you see it go in, and a play that we all drawed up and went out there to accomplish, we did. So, you know, again, it's all about continuing to build throughout, you know, this first half of the season, and then try to get into the postseason and go from there.
Look hard, but you won't find any Big Ten men's basketball teams in the top 10 of the first AP poll. The highest-ranked team is Purdue at number 14. Indiana is rated number 17. UCLA checks in at number 22, and Rutgers at 25. The Wisconsin Badgers got just 5 points from the voters. That would place Coach Greg Gard's squad at number 45. As it turns out, Kansas is number one in the top 25 AP preseason poll. Major League Baseball managing the streaming broadcasts of Brewers games brings with it possible challenges. Blackouts will no longer be a frustrating factor for fans, but there is a financial downside for the team. When the Minnesota Twins switched to MLB, that team had to slice payroll by $30 million. There are questions about Milwaukee remaining competitive despite a string of recent successful seasons. Juan Soto homered during the New York 3-run third inning. Carlos Rodon got his first postseason win, and the Yankees took advantage of Cleveland's wildness in a 5-2 victory in Game 1. Also, Game 2 is set for Tuesday night tonight at Yankee Stadium. Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos homered as the Mets stopped the Dodgers' record-tying postseason scoreless streak in a 7-3 victory, tying the National League Championship Series at a game apiece. Lindor added to his storybook season with a leadoff homer in the first inning, and Vientos delivered during New York's 5-run second. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills overcame a Hail Mary touchdown throw by Aaron Rodgers that ended the first half, and on the way, the Bills beat the Jets 23-20 to take control of the AFC East. Allen threw two touchdown passes and ran for a score. Tyler Bass made up for an earlier miss by kicking a go-ahead 22-yard field goal with 3:43 left to help the Bills snap a two-game skid. The Badger football team is preparing for this weekend against Northwestern. They've had some longer plays this season. Coach Luke Fickell says that starts up front.
Everybody just sees the shot that Vinny Anthony caught, and then you start to go back at it, and you look at the pocket, and you look at the ability of Braden to kind of have some patience with it, to be able to move himself a little bit, step up, and have a free lane. Like, those are the things that sometimes people don't talk about. You know, they just look at the shots down the field. And I think that's where putting some pressure on the guys up front, saying, okay, it's not just pound the football. It's not just the run game. It's how clean can we keep him.
That's a look at sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Neave.